بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to these ayat, with regard to the Jews and the Christians, ulama have written very valuable points of the promises and great tidings Allah gave to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The fourth one was وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And O Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which one great honor I will bless you with, that after you have left this world, your followers, that is the Christians, and that is the true followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, I will make them that they will always have the upper hand over the Jews. And that was the case. The Jews were like completely extinguished. They had no say anywhere. And this carried on for a long time. And then afterwards Allah Ta'ala blessed the true followers of Isa alayhi salam, the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And I give you the glad tidings of an ummah that will come, a Nabi will come whose name will be Ahmad. And his followers will also mishandle and overthrow the Jews. They will have no say whatsoever. And we see that when Islam became the ruling government of Medina Sharif, then the Jews were expelled from Medina Sharif. And after that, they went to Khaybar. They were expelled from there also. And all along the Islamic Khilafat, the Jews had no say whatsoever anywhere in the world. It were either the Christians that were over them or the Muslims that were over them. Until as recent as 1930, less than 100 years ago, when Hitler had done his genocide with the Jews, and he killed them in gas chambers in huge, huge numbers. They were always facing this disgrace in the world because of them opposing and wanting to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and according to their thinking that they had killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. After 1930, it was only in 1947 that the Jewish state of Israel was established. And that is no Jewish state. It is just a paper state which is backed first by the atheists really of Britain at the beginning, and now of America and the United Nations. Without their support, Israel won't stand for 1 minute also. And ulama have written a very beautiful point here, that it appears that Allah, now close to the end of times, Allah has made it that they all must gather in one place. And we know for a fact that the Jews of the world are going to Israel. So that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he's going to kill all the Jews, those who will accept true deen Islam, they will be spared. But those who won't, they will be all slain by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And so Allah made it easy that they all are gathering at one place. That Imam Mahdi won't have to go out in the world to go and look for them. Where are they? And all the staunch ones are all going to Israel. The others who will accept Islam at that time, they will accept. But the staunch ones, they are all gathering in Israel now. So therefore, Allah has made this plan that they will be all executed there. At that time, those who will be sincere, for whom Hidayat is written, they will accept Islam. At that time, there will be no jizya of paying the tax money and remaining on your religion. They will have to remain, they will have to accept Islam. If not, they will be slain. So Allah had put this great humiliation on the Jews forever because of the evil actions. And before that, right in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the evil actions, many halal things were made haram for them also. And they were deprived of many great ni'mats of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So, and then after that, the fifth promise which Allah ta'ala had made to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and gave him great honor, that Allah ta'ala says that ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. I will make a clear decision between all you people, the Jews, the Christians and the Muslims. This will definitely happen on Qiyamah's day, but even in this world it is going to happen. And it will happen in this world in this way, that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend again, and after he will descend, because the first true followers of Isa alayhi salam in his lifetime, for a short while after his lifetime, were the Christians who believed properly. They did not believe in Isa alayhi salam as the son of God. They did not believe in him as God. So they were the followers. Then came the time of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And till today, no matter how weak Muslims are, besides of course the Qadianis who call themselves Muslims, they are no Muslims whatsoever. But the whole ummah believes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was raised miraculously with his body and his soul to the heavens. And is living there in the heavens, in Jannah, miraculously, and close on to Qiyamah, he will come back. And when he comes back, he will descend not on a church, but he will descend on a minara of the Muslims' masjid. Because the Muslims have got the correct belief of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they will be blessed with this honor that in Damascus, in a masjid on the minara, he will descend from the heavens and everyone will see clearly that he will come with his body and his soul and he will descend there. And then he will make a decision between the Jews, the Christians and the Muslims. At that time, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come, and first of all, the Jews he will kill, those who do not accept the truth. So all those who believed that they put Isa alayhi salam on the cross, and those who believed that they crucified him, and they don't change their beliefs to the correct beliefs, then they will be all killed. So that will be the decision making. And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will also destroy the cross. The Christians will see that what we believed and what was our object of worship, and the cross means a lot to the Christian. Till today, Christians will wear it around their necks also. And unfortunately, Muslims unmindfully, many times on our musallas, the people who are responsible for the masjids, we don't realize, but they are cross pictures and they put them in those places where we have to make sajda. But anyway, the cross, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come and he will destroy the cross also. And all the Christians who believed that he was crucified and they worshipped him as the son of God or as God, and they don't change their belief, they will also be killed by Isa alayhi salam, by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And so this decision Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make close onto Qiyamah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come. He got his nabuwat at the age of 40. And after that, he till the age of 80, he lived in this world. Then Allah raised him up at the age of 80, where he is in Jannah, and there is no calculation of time in Jannah. So he will remain at the age of 80 all the time. When he returns again, he will be 80. And he will live for another 40 years till the age of 120. And in that time, all his great achievements, he will come as a follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he will uphold the Shariat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He will get married again. And then he will have a natural mort and death also. In this way, Allah Ta'ala has blessed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he's emerging on a Muslim masjid is also a sign that the Muslims, though as weak as they are in their beliefs, they have got the correct beliefs. And at that time, when the Muslims will see with their eyes this miracle of Isa alayhi salam descending, and according to their beliefs, everything is happening, then the iman, which is bil ghaib, with the unseen, it will become iman bil mushahada. They will see with their eyes. And the iman at that time will become so strong, they will have no more any doubts of anything. The Muslims will be at that time, they will be very strong Muslims. And they will follow Imam Mahdi and fight in his army. And they will give their lives behind Imam Mahdi. So that will also happen at that time. Fortunate are those of us that our iman becomes so strong that it isn't like bil ghaib, but like bil mushahada. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say that if they have to see the clear sign, they have to see Jannat and Jahannam with their eyes, it won't increase the iman in the least, but so much iman they have got. And on the other hand, Allah forgive us, protect our iman. We know how much of doubts we have. On so many basic core issues, we have got doubts. A person, by dhikrullah, the company of the righteous and the pious, and in dhikrullah is included tilawat of Quran Sharif. And in the absence of the righteous and the pious, to read the kitabs of the lives of the pious, that will protect our iman. And our iman will become, if not like bin mushahada, but very close to that complete conviction. And it is only with that type of iman, a person gets enjoyment in the amal of Islam. In namaz, in tilawat of Quran, in dhikrullah, in du'as. Otherwise, without that, all this is like a burden and a duty a person is doing. For those who are doing, others don't even do it because they have no affiliation with all these things. Those who do it only as a duty and just to try and get out of it as soon as possible. But when that iman is made, then there is great enjoyment in all these ibadat. So Allah has blessed us with all these great things. Allah make us realize what the value of this ummah is and the reality of the truth that is in the world that we will see with our eyes if we have to live till that time. And in any case, if we die, we will see it open more clear in the qabr, the life of that world. But of course, that iman won't help us in the least, but that will be very strong iman, complete iman. But that is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala, that is in the qabr. That iman is accepted, that is in this dunya and without having seen. May Allah bless us with all these realities and make us appreciate this great deen and the Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Subhanallah bihamdihi.